I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh. And look to the left side under top stories, and you'll see this headline. Quinshon Judkins could have tried to return to college and still could. Guy who wrote that story and who is the author of Big Shield, book that's going nuts right now, joins us on the fan hotline. He's Mr. Mike Florio. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are well. Good to have you back with us.
I would like to say I specifically wrote that story and dropped that headline just to stir things up in advance of my appearance, but I'm not quite so strategic.
Well, it sure feels that way, so congratulations. It worked. Explain the story. Judkins, for whatever reason, hasn't signed with the Browns. Is it NFL investigation? Is it contract not meeting his needs? Blah, blah, blah. What do you think it is, Mike?
I think the frontline reality for Judkins and the Browns is the fact that if he would show up, they'd probably put him on paid leave while they figure out what they're going to do about this personal conduct policy issue. Even though he's not going to be prosecuted, the league still does its own investigation. And if his alleged victim is willing to cooperate with the league, then he potentially ends up being suspended. It happened to Ezekiel Elliott some 7-8 years ago when he was never arrested. He was never even sued. He ended up being suspended 6 games by the NFL. There was litigation. There was ugliness. But the reality is the alleged victim cooperated extensively with the NFL, and ultimately the league believed her over the player. So as that plays out, however long it takes or short it takes, I think the Browns are delaying signing him because the first order of business is you got to put him on paid leave if you're going to bring him to camp. So I think that's why he hasn't signed. I doubt, although I don't know, that there are issues regarding the actual terms of the contract, because everybody knows about this thing that's out there that could get him suspended. There's no uncertainty. There may be some minor language issue regarding that, but I think the big thing is if he shows up now, if he had shown up at any point during training camp, the NFL would have said, you're on paid leave. So why bother to even start down the road of signing the contract until they know how many games he's going to miss?
Is there any chance, like I'm reading through this, is there any chance he goes back to college then this year?
The point is he could. It's an option, and it's an option that never existed before. I think that's the real message here, and it was spurred by the fact that there were 4 West Virginia players last week who got a court order preliminarily allowing them to have another year of eligibility. Now, this isn't about declaring for the draft, hiring an agent, not signing a contract, and trying to come back and play with existing eligibility. Judkins has that eligibility. The impediment would be the NCAA rules that say once you sign with an agent, once you accept benefits from the NFL by going to the scouting combine or whatever the case may be, going on team visits, now you're ineligible. Well, we have seen one case at a time how impotent, frankly, the NCAA rules are because they're antitrust violations. You've got 100-plus distinct businesses that come together under the umbrella of NCAA, and they create these rules that are aimed at rigging the system, at fixing the costs for labor. And one rule at a time, they've been struck down. If Judkins really wanted to go back and play college football, you start the process by sending a letter to the NCAA demanding that they abandon a rule that you believe is an antitrust violation. You give them a short time frame to respond. If they don't, you go to court. You seek a temporary restraining order. You seek a preliminary injunction. You get a ruling that he's allowed to go back and play, even if it's during this season. He could do it if he wanted to do it. It's an option, and I guess that's the point. Even if a guy didn't do it, even if Shedeur Sanders didn't decide once he got through four rounds of the draft to say, I'm just going to go back to Colorado next year, it's an option that wasn't there in the past. And one of these days, one of these players is going to take advantage of that option.
Wow.
Mike Florio joining us, Pro Football Talk. You mentioned Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, there's been way too much buzz here in Cleveland about Shedeur and all around the nation. What have you thought when you've heard that the Browns are trying to sabotage this guy?
Well, that part of it's ridiculous because all they had to do was not draft him. Now, the problem is by drafting him, they have invited a different kind of circus to town. It's kind of like Tebow mania. And Tebow became sort of radioactive because anybody who would have signed him would have ended up bringing onto the bandwagon the Tebow fans who are demanding that he plays. And we expect him to be the starter. And if he's not, it's a conspiracy. It's this, it's that. You don't like Christians. Whatever the arguments were that people used when Tim Tebow's career sputtered. So when you bring Shedeur Sanders to town, you bring all the Shedeur Sanders fans who are going to say he should be playing. That's the water's edge of analytics and reality. The Browns looked at the board when pick number 144 was on the clock, and they made an analytics driven decision that had no regard for the human factors. And they added a fourth quarterback, technically a fifth quarterback, which has since grown to six and is now fortunately back down to five. They did that because they view the quarterbacks as assets. And the reality is once that player shows up and he starts doing his thing, it creates potential complications for your effort to build a team. That's where they are right now. What are they going to do with these four quarterbacks or these five quarterbacks? Because the one thing that I guarantee you is going to happen at some point during the 2025 season, Deshaun Watson is going to show up with a piece of paper that says, I'm healthy and cleared to play.
Yep.
Deal with me.
Yep. Man, I believe that's coming. Another question, Mike. Is it a headache for them? And do you think they might be regretting where they are in this thing? I think internally they can't care about the noise, but on the outside, this whole thing feels like a headache to me.
Well, look back to the slow clap and the faces of resignation after the Sanders pick was made. And we don't know who called the ball there. But, you know, when Jimmy Haslam talked about it during training camp, he said they had multiple meetings that day about what they were going to do. There's no way if the owner's involved in the meeting, he's not going to say or do something that would give some inkling as to what he wants. All he had to say was, hey, guys, why are we even talking about this? We have our quarterbacks. We have Joe Flacco. We have Kenny Pickett. We have Dylan Gabriel. Let's not play this game of buy low, sell high. We're trying to build a team here. We're trying to win football games. Let's not get cute about it. Let's get a player at a position where we have needs. We don't need a fourth quarterback. We don't need Shedeur Sanders. We don't need to even be thinking about getting cute. We need to be thinking about putting together a winning football team. So this is the problem with the owner being involved. And a lot of owners are involved, and they do it very discreetly, but when you're involved, your opinion is going to make its way to the surface. And I guarantee you this. If Jimmy Haslam had said what I just said, there's no way in hell they would have picked him at number 144.
Mike Florio joining us from Pro Football Talk. If you're the Browns, Mike, how do you navigate this season, knowing that you have two number one picks next year in a good quarterback draft, at least that's what everybody thinks it's going to be, while you're going with four, maybe five quarterbacks this year, which means you don't really have one, and you're trying to win football games, you think. I mean, this is a tough thing to navigate, is it not? Because it feels funny to me.
First thing I would do is trade Kenny Pickett by 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow so I don't have to cut somebody who plays another position that I may never get back. Because that's what they're going to have to do. That's the thing about carrying four quarterbacks. You're going to have to give up somebody at some other position. So I would move on from Pickett now. He was the placeholder. He was the safety school that they acquired in a trade with the Eagles before they signed Flacco and before they drafted two guys. I would ride Flacco until I get the feeling that the playoffs aren't in the cards this year. And if they are, ride it out. Good problem to have. Let's go. Let's see if Flacco can recapture the magic from 2023. If it doesn't happen, I want to see what both Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders can do, because that's part of my evaluation for what I do with the two first-round picks that I have next year. Hell, they may not even have to use the Jaguars pick to get up to the position to get the top quarterback. They may earn it the old-fashioned way by stinking. So I would want to know as much as I can about the young guys I have. Once I know I'm not going to win this year, once I know I'm not going to make it to the playoffs this year, I would want to know as much as I can about the rookies so I can decide whether or not they could become the guy that stops the never-ending cascade of names on the back of that jersey. And that's more important than anything else. And this is a team that has consistently put the future in front of the present. You know, there were the factors they had back when Hugh Jackson was the coach. There were bonuses paid, and there was a grievance that was filed by Jackson over this, and some of this stuff came to light. Bonuses paid based upon salary cap money stockpiled from one year to the next, draft picks stockpiled from one year to the next. If you're thinking about the future, you need to be thinking about which of these two guys, if either, has a chance of being our guy. And if we don't believe that one or both of them has a chance to do it, we got to be ready next year to get whoever the top quarterback is coming out of this upcoming season of college football.
Let me throw this hypothetical at you. Let's just say the Browns say, you know what, we you're right. Like, we need three quarterbacks. Forget this. What do you think Pickett's value is in the open market? And what do you think Sanders' value would be in the open market?
Well, for Pickett, it's going to be one of these low round swaps. Like, look at the Sam Howell thing. You know, they got it for Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the fifth round pick. And the Vikings did a fifth round flip-flop for Sam Howell. And they sent Howell to the Eagles yesterday for a fifth-round pick and a seventh-round pick in exchange for Howell and a sixth. So it's going to be one of those things late round. You're taking $2-3 million in guaranteed money off the books also by taking Pickett, and there's value in that. So I think it would be something like that. It's not going to be anything significant. And as it relates to Sanders, one of the questions I've been raising, is there a team out there that was seriously thinking about taking him in round three or, you know, thereabouts? Saw him play against the Panthers and thought, you know what, we should have taken him. And we kind of like to have him. And maybe we'll send next year's third-round pick to the Browns to get him. And then the Browns can declare victory and move on. They took a fifth-round pick this year, and they bumped it up to a third-round pick next year. And that's why we did what we did. And now we're focused on being a non-dysfunctional football operation with, you know, a starting basketball lineup of quarterbacks on our team.
Mike Florio joining us from Pro Football Talk. You have three guys in their 20s here at quarterback. You said Pickett in a trade. Is there one of these guys that you think more than any of the others, Mike, could perhaps answer the question, do the Browns have a quarterback for the next 3 to 5 years? Or do you think that guy's playing college football next year?
Love Dylan Gabriel. They love Dylan Gabriel. And Kevin Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, if he was 6'3", 6'4", he probably would have been a top five pick. So let's see what Dylan Gabriel can do. Let's get him out on the field. Let's see if he can be the guy. I think he's the one, far more than Shedeur Sanders, that needs to have that full evaluation as to whether or not he can be the guy. I think they believe in him. And, you know, he's been a winner and he's been a starter everywhere he's been. He's one of these guys that has a ton of college experience. Shedeur does too. But Dylan Gabriel's got that edge. He's got that attitude. He's got the moxie that we look for in quarterbacks. And I think that of the guys currently on the roster, and given what the Browns think of the guys currently on the roster, I think Gabriel is the most likely to be able to plant a flag at the position for, you know, the 3-4-5 year foreseeable future.
And other than one pass that was returned for a touchdown, he's looked pretty solid during the preseason. Agreed?
Yeah,
He has. And what does the preseason tell us? It doesn't tell us anything because there's no real game planning aimed at stopping the player. There's no film of what the player has done in the NFL in regular season games. So you can do the Bill Belichick game planning of let's take away this, let's take away that, let's force him to do things he doesn't want to do, let's not let him do the things he wants to do. All of that is unknown, and we don't find out until the guy plays. But they liked him enough to make him a top 100 pick in the draft. They used a third-round pick on him. That's what makes the Shedeur Sanders decision all the more vexing. If they hadn't used that third-round pick on Gabriel, then, okay, fine, take a flyer on Sanders. But you undermine on his way through the door the guy that you supposedly really like. It just, I understand the analytics side of it, but there's a point where it is just stupid. And, you know, it's the difference between book smart and street smart. The book smart move is let's take the guy. The street smart move is no, we can't do that. We got a football team to think about here.
Mike Florio joining us from Pro Football Talk. Go to Mike's website right now. Scroll down right below the Terry McLaurin Commanders agreed to a 3-year extension. Right under the Bang It Here for the latest news and rumors. And you will see Big Shield, Mike's book that's out right now, that's getting some pretty good reviews. Mike, how are sales? You enjoying it?
It's doing surprisingly well, and I'm not going to complain about that. I'm kind of amazed by it. But you know what? It's a football book. I've done some others that weren't football-related. This is Football Gambling and the Mob, and the whole idea is to create a cautionary tale of what can happen with inside information, because inside information is prevalent in the NFL. It relates to all sorts of things. Who's injured? Who's not injured? What's the game plan? Who's going to be getting the ball? And also during games. There are ways to potentially signal for micro betting one play at a time. And as the technology improves, we'll all have on our TVs the ability to lock in wagers as simple as run versus pass every single play of a game. This book is set in the undefined, not too distant future where there's 20 regular season games and the real time betting is everywhere. And all the games are streaming, and you can pull up as many camera options as you want to. You can spot the guy on the sideline who's giving you the signals as to whether or not the next play is a run or a pass. But it's not the NFL. I need to be clear. I don't want to get sued. Although I have learned that there's a couple of glitches where I accidentally mentioned the NFL, and I didn't catch it during any of my 20 proofreads. So it's still not about the NFL. And if they sue me, I'll come up with a way to explain how, even though NFL is mentioned twice in the book, it's really not about the NFL.
You can do that.
Yeah.
And put that law degree to work, right?
Part of me would like them to do something. I don't know if you saw the Billy Joel documentary. Excellent. Excellent Billy Joel documentary.
Yeah, I've heard of great
things. The song from the mid-70s, late-70s, Only the Good Die Young, which was banned by the Catholic Church at multiple Catholic colleges and universities. He sent them a letter saying, will you please do that for the rest of my songs? You know, anytime we're told we can't have something, we want it. So I would love the NFL to send me a letter saying that you need to take your book out of circulation or else. That will drive up sales even higher.
Anybody going to get cut by tomorrow that's going to stun the NFL?
Probably not, because those guys are getting traded. You know, Harrison Phillips would have been a stunner, defensive captain in Minnesota, run stuffer. He gets traded last week at one of these low-round pick swaps. He was going to get cut. Any trade that we've seen the last week, the guy was going to get cut anyway. So I think we kind of know who the people are who are in danger. But, you know, that's what makes it a surprise. We don't see it coming. The one thing that I'm intrigued by, and the Browns are just one example, but look at the Giants. They have four quarterbacks. What are they going to do with them? The Bills have a couple of veterans in Mitch Trubisky and Mike White. Are they going to keep both of them? And you have teams out there that may not be completely satisfied with their backup quarterback situation. The Raiders have an injury to Aiden O'Connell. They don't have a proven backup to Geno Smith. The Vikings have been playing quarterback shuffle the past few days. The Cowboys, they're not sure whether or not Joe Milton's the guy they can trust. So I think there's going to be some activity with some of these quarterbacks moving around. And the Browns are going to have an opportunity. If they want to move Pickett, I think they're going to have an opportunity to do it, and we'll see if they do.
Wow.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. The book out, Big Shield. You can go to the website, get it, profootballtalk.com. Mike, as always, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
Your time.
Great fight.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, not for the Browns' sake. I wanted to play for the Browns. It's not about him. It's about the theory of keep getting passed over. You end up in the fourth or fifth round saying, I'm going back to college. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know it wouldn't make teams in the NFL real happy about it, but I love the fact that these guys, because they're getting paid in college, now maybe have an option to not be, I don't want to say forced into the NFL, but I kind of like the free market enterprise that happens there.
Baseball players can go back.
Yeah.
Come to the dark side, Andy.
What, you're down with it too?
Come to the dark side. Oh, this is my path to abolishing the draft.
Ah.
What happens if, let's say, the Bears tank, right? And they decide that Caleb Williams isn't for them. And they have the first overall pick in the draft. And they go with the first overall pick in the draft. We select Arch Manning. And Arch goes, you're a train wreck franchise who hasn't had a quarterback here that was any good since Jim McMahon. Am I really going to be the one to turn this around, or is this a you problem? And Arch goes, yeah, I'm going back to college. To heck with you people. You figure it out on your own. You would abolish the draft immediately, and it would be awesome. Free market.
Florio mentioned trading Kenny Pickett. Okay. He also mentioned trading Shedeur Sanders and that the Browns love Dylan Gabriel. We've heard that. Obviously, they preferred Dylan Gabriel before the whole draft process because they took him before Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over these things one by one. If you trade Pickett right now, to me, that, first of all, the fact that Flacco is starting, to me, screams you're drafting your quarterback next year. That's the basis of this whole thing. So you're starting Flacco. I think you're drafting a quarterback next year. If that's the case, I hate to say this, do you want to win games this year?
Yes, I do.
I know. I do, too. I know the Browns do, too. But they have two draft picks. If they think they're going to draft a quarterback next year, you want that pick to be as high as possible. And that puts, to me, that puts this situation, it's kind of a precarious situation for the season because in theory, you would have completely conflicting goals. And you don't want to have the number one pick, but you do. You know what I mean?
It's a weird spot to be in.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, tell me it wouldn't be awesome if they didn't have to draft a quarterback next year. That should be the goal of this year.
Well, it should be, but I don't think that's possible. And I say that because of this reason. My hope was that Pickett or Gabriel or Sanders, and I don't care which one, showed the coaching staff enough during the preseason and pulled a Russell Wilson, like back in the day with Seattle, and I've mentioned it before. Third-round pick comes in. Oh, this is our best guy. Let's go. This is our guy. Pulls a Brock Purdy, which could still happen, by the way, because Purdy didn't take over until later in the season in San Francisco.
Right.
But my hope is that one of those guys would show, hey, this is our guy. And then you can go ahead and move on from somebody. If you don't think you have your number one guy on this team right now, then it would make absolute perfect sense to trade any one of the four guys. Any one. And get something. Because why carry four quarterbacks if you're going to draft one next year? But it's a matter of, can you get something for them that you think would be worthy of having that guy? You know, like if you're just going to do a late round pick swap, well then, Why'd you go get Pickett in the first place? If you're going to trade Shadur for a sixth, well, why would you take him in the fifth then?
And you know, move up to get him, yeah.
Florio's thought that if some team thought about him as a third-round pick, didn't take him, then went in another direction in the fourth round or maybe didn't have a fourth-round pick, they were going to take him in the fifth, but they saw him against Carolina, liked him, and thought, yeah, we should have taken him. Well, maybe that team would give you a third-round pick. If you're locked into taking a quarterback next year, Andy, which I think you are, then why wouldn't you do that? You know, if you could get a third round or something like that for Shadur, I wouldn't just trade him for a fifth. I'd wait and see what I have this year. And then you could trade him next year and
you trade him for a fourth?
I'd rather see him, Andy. To me, once you draft...
If you go on the premise that Florio had and...
Yeah, I know, but...
And I got to be honest, I think... Clear minds might say, yep, go with this premise. They love Gabriel. Like, just if you can accept that, then I'm trying to get if I can get a fourth rounder or above for Sanders, I'm making the deal and getting out. This is a headache. It's a headache.
To me, once you get past the first three rounds, everything's a crapshoot. You could make the argument that once you get past the second round, everything's a crapshoot. But I'll even go third. And with that in mind, I would rather see the player and see what I have before I pulled the plug on him. So I would rather keep Shadur and work with him all season and see. And if you decide you want to move on from him, you can do that before the draft next year. You can do that during the draft next year.
I'm not hanging on to four quarterbacks all season long. I'm just not doing it. I mean, it's one thing to have a quarterback sitting on the practice
squad.
You're not,
but the Browns seemingly are.
It just seems... I'm banging my head against
the wall. Well, the fact that
if someone's offering me a fourth rounder, I'm doing it. I've already upgraded. I think Mike was 100% right. You've upgraded from a fifth round to a fourth round pick, maybe even a third round pick. If you believe in Dylan Gabriel the way you believe in Dylan Gabriel, then I hate to say this because I argued it on Friday the other way, but give somebody else a chance to have him then. I'm okay with that. I don't know what Sanders is going to be. I really don't. I think he's exciting. I think he's fun to watch. But I just don't think he fits into the Browns scenario right now, knowing that you could have the top quarterback coming out of college next year. So if that's the scenario, do you see Sanders?
Or, Andy, there are numerous quarterbacks in this draft who you would think would slot in above the two rookies they drafted this year.
Yes. So yeah. I don't see... Sanders to me is either boom or bust. I just don't see him as a career backup. I could see Gabriel as a career backup, and I really don't have a whole lot of background as their NFL experiences. We've seen a couple of preseason games, but I just like if Sanders is your guy, he's got to be your guy. Let him be the guy, and I just don't see that here.
Florio said something that we've said here on the show. If Gabriel were 6'3", 6'4", he'd have been I think Mike said top 5 or top 10. I forget
100%
which.
Agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that too, which makes you wonder, all right, well, can he play at this level at 5'11"? It's been done. I mean, it's been done by other guys, and it's been done fairly well, and I'm guessing the Browns want to see that before they pull the plug on absolutely anything. Dave's in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Sorry about my tone, but I'm 69 years old, avid Browns fan. But
good resume.
After watching the game, I am the Cleveland Browns organization thinks we're all stupid as fans that we can't see, we can't hear. Okay, supposedly this quarterback competition was supposed to be a fair competition.
Whoa. Who said that? Who said it was going to be fair?
Oh, Stefanski.
I don't ever remember hearing Kevin say the word, this is going to be a fair competition. He said it's going to be a competition.
Yeah, but it's not a fair one. When you stick Gabriel in
this
the
This is the NFL. Nothing is fair, man. Nothing is fair. It's the NFL. Dave, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Keep going.
But the bottom line is, why are they doing this to Shador when he has more talent than Dylan Gabriel and he can see over the line? Dylan Gabriel is not an AFC North quarterback. Bottom line.
All right, Dave.
Thanks.
I don't know how you draw that conclusion, but they're not doing anything to Shador Sanders. They drafted him. They're the first team that did. You know why? Because only one team can, and nobody did until the fifth round.
And we're the first station in the history of sports talk radio to sit here and debate for months over a fifth-round pick.
That's Baskin and Phelps here on the...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finn. Coming up on Wednesday, we're going to have somebody on the show.
Can we tell them who it is?
No. Nope.
I'm super excited. Nope.
I'm giddy about the guests we're going
can
to
I
have on Wednesday.
Can I say one thing about them?
No.
One little thing.
No, well, I don't
one,
think so.
Can I'll say one thing without giving it away.
I don't think so.
Without giving it away.
I don't, Dan, I don't think we can.
You say it, I dump it.
There you go.
No, nope, come on. It's one
yet.
Little teaser. Let
I'm
me
just
give
saying.
Folks one little teaser.
No, back to Chiffon.
Okay, listen.
Back to the Chiffon.
No, I'm not Chiffoning here. Can you stop for 1 second?
I don't think we can.
Yes.
Don't
I
say
can
a word.
Yeah, listen.
Don't.
I dump this if you don't like this. I guarantee you have seen him in a movie. I'll leave it at that. Can is that okay?
All right. Well, you've basically said it's a male actor.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, so now you got a 50-50 chance of figuring it out, or I don't know, a 47% chance of figuring it out.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Florio was just with us from Pro Football Talk.
Yes.
And Mike mentioned some quarterback stuff that, you know, it should make you think. It should make you realize what's going on here. Here's the other part of this. If, as Mike said, you know, hey, can you trade Kenny Pickett? Can you trade Shedeur Sanders? Here's the thing to me. Are the Browns even the team you're calling if you're another NFL team and you need a quarterback? I don't think so. I'm calling the New York Giants.
First.
They drafted Jackson Dart,
yeah,
who's looked really good in the preseason for whatever that's worth. But I like Jackson Dart coming out. I wanted him here. He would have been terrific. They have Russell Wilson. And they have Jameis.
They're good.
So they have, I mean, they've got three guys. I think they still have Tommy DeVito, too. So,
yeah, they do, yeah.
So they have four quarterbacks. Andy, look at that. They have four quarterbacks, Andy.
Yeah, do you think they're keeping all four, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
Michael is in Avon, home of the Eagles. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. I have a little bit of a dilemma of hanging on to a fifth-round pick, no matter what their name is, to see what they've got. If you work with them for a whole year and then try to trade them next year, you're not going to get a fifth round back for them because every other team's going to know you're getting rid of them because you couldn't do anything with them. Right now, it's a big mystery. We're never going to get as high a draft choice as we would tomorrow for Shedeur, because if anybody else and their fan base is all excited about the mystique and the magic and overlooks the fact that if you compare game film, they ran a real simple offense in Colorado, and Dylan Gabriel set records. The only thing that's wrong with him is his height, but I think he's a better quarterback. I think we get the fifth-round pick and stockpile because next year we're going to be able to build a team.
Michael?
I'm 70 years old. I've been waiting for a Browns to be a winner for a long, long time, and any asset to make next year happen is what I'm hoping for.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. See, that's the thing. If you're going to draft a guy next year, man, it sure smells like they're going to. In fact, I would think it might be an opportunity lost if you don't draft one next year. Makes you wonder why you would hang on to four for all season long, especially with perhaps, as Mike said, at some point, Deshaun Watson comes back and says, hey, I'm able to go.
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah, that's really true. Brian's in Mentor. Hello, Brian. Brian, you with us?
Hey, Bri.
Brian, you're done.
Magically, I think if I say his name louder, he's going to show up.
But it might be. John's in Akron. Hello, John.
Hey,
welcome
hey,
to
John.
The show.
Uh-oh.
All right, we got a problem. Hanging up on guys. Here we go. John, I'm putting you back on hold because obviously the problem is on our end, not on yours. So what do you do?
What do you do, Jeff?
Do you try to shop Pickett? Do you try to shop Sanders? I would assume they're not going to shop Gabriel and you're going to start Flacco week one. Although if somebody called and offered you a boatload for Joe Flacco, wouldn't you take that too? And by a boatload, I would say like a fifth or a fourth. I mean, if you think Pickett's able to go play.
If you think Pickett can play, then yeah, I trade him.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep. I like him too much, but
I would too. Let's try this again. Brian is in Mentor. Hello, Brian. All right, this isn't working very well. All right, Brian, I'm putting you back on hold. You know, for whatever
like
it's worth, it's popping up on the other side here.
I think there's
it usually doesn't.
Out there today. Yep. Did you ever notice that everybody's phone line sounds a little bit weird?
No.
Maybe we need to, I don't know, some suntan lotion on there.
On what, phone lines?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know the answer to that.
Somebody give Ohio Bell a call and try to figure out what's going on here.
Open ideas.
All right.
Let's give it a whirl.
Let's go to line three, Dan. Can we do that? Brian's in Mentor. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Bri.
Hey, Jeff. Hey. Hey, Dr. Rue. How about that?
Good job.
Hey, I wanted to just go back and touch base on something that Mike Florio had said, you know, when and that resonated, and it wasn't trading Kenny Pickett. It was what he said about Dylan Gabriel, because I think that, he said that, you know, if Dylan Gabriel was a few inches taller, he would have been a top five pick. And yep. When the Browns drafted him, like a lot of Browns fans, I scratched my head and I went in. I started looking at this kid, and I watched some video of him, and I liked what I saw.
He's got great college tape, doesn't he, Brian?
Yeah, he's competitive, poised. He had some moxie. He reminded me a little bit of Baker Mayfield. And then as we get to watch him a little bit more, I was out at the Browns practice. You know, he looked really good. He's demonstrating that high football IQ. And I just don't think that we're talking enough about Dylan Gabriel. It's about Shador's shortcomings versus Dylan. I think he just deserves a little bit more credit. And I'd like to see a little bit more of him. I really would. I think that he, you know, a few inches, he was able to do it against, you know, throwing over a 6'3", 6'4" lineman in college. He's been successful at it. And I just would like to see more Dylan Gabriel. He's impressing me. I like him.
Brian, thank you very much. I would think you're going to get that chance. If you want to know the truth, at some point this season, I would think he gets some playing time. First and foremost. Let's go to John in Akron. John, you with us?
I am.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Quick observation. Something I've noticed this morning is happy people don't call you guys.
John, welcome to 14 years of our lives.
I feel for you guys. You're like customer service, public customer service.
How can we help you?
One of the things that, you know, doesn't get talked about, and I worry the Browns are keeping Shador just to, you know, save face with the national media. But because he exposed
everything. I hope not, man. I hope not. I hope that's not true.
But if you think about it, if they're truly objective, Huntley took that same exact offensive line and receiver group in for a score in the two-minute drill.
That is correct.
So let's start comparing Huntley to Shador, and I'll argue they cut the wrong guy yesterday.
Well, I understand your thought, because I thought the same thing about the two-minute drill. You know, why did Kevin bring him in? I can only assume because he wanted to see the kicker try a game-winning kick, and Huntley put him in position for that. The thought is this: you're going to try and develop two guys. You already have two quarterbacks that you think you can put out on the field in Flacco and Pickett, so you probably didn't want three. And the last thing Tyler Huntley wants to do is sit here and be third string. Then again, that's better than being unemployed, which is what he is right now.
True.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I just hear all the arguments that are trying to cover up his fleeing the pocket and his slow delivery, which we knew coming out of college, and blaming it all on the line. But if it was the line's fault, Huntley would have had the same problems.
John, thank you very much. Tony is in Parma. Tony, welcome. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tone.
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, what's up, Tommy?
Tommy, good to have you with us.
We can only call you what we see your name is, so.
Hey, if Pittsburgh drafted Pickett number 20 overall and he couldn't work out there, what makes them think he's going to work here? Same division, everything else.
There's been a lot of talk, and if you ask Steeler fans, the offensive coordinator there wasn't very good, and he ended up losing his job, and then things didn't go the way they wanted. Then they had the opportunity to bring in a couple of the quarterbacks. So sometimes it's not. Sometimes
yeah, they didn't work.
Maybe
out
it's
either.
Right. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe right. If it didn't right. work out in Pittsburgh, why do we think it should work here? Can't argue right. that. But there are a right. lot of people that will criticize Matt Canada at the time that will say that was the reason it didn't work.
Is that right? Well, it's good enough.
Ask a Steeler fan. I'm sure you can find one. They're probably not too far away right. from you.
Tommy, are you my friend, Tommy?
You got it, man.
Tommy works with Tony. Correct?
It's fine with me.
All right. Very good.
All right, man.
Thanks,
take
Tommy.
Care.
Bye.
Bye.
Tommy sounds like a buddy of mine named Tommy.
Oh, well, I hope so.
He might very well be. I'm not sure. Irv might not sound like anybody. Irv's on line four. Hi, Irv.
Irv.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm always good, man.
Cool.
Definitely.
Cool.
But I'm like really, really disappointed in our head coach. You know, I like Stefanski. How come?
Yeah.
Because this was supposed to have been, you know, a so-called quarterback battle, or better yet, you know, let's see what we have out of our two quarterbacks. All right? You put in Gabriel, and I don't have anything against him. You know, you run certain plays for him, you know, a lot of screens, you know, this and that. But then you put Sanders in, and you put him in with the scrubs. They already knew everybody on that line was going to get cut the next day. Okay? They knew those tight ends were gone. So you got guys out there who are just playing just to be playing, you know.
Yeah, the Rams too, right? Rams too, right? They didn't even send their first or second teamers with them.
Irv, thanks.
So Irv was going up against scrubs too, then, if they, in your world.
Here's the thing.
92-3, the Chiffan.
Thank you.
Everyone's mean to Shador.
We need to. People don't understand this.
What do you got going on?
You know
back
what? I'll tell people.
I'm losing my mind.
I'll tell everybody what they don't understand about this in a second.
Oh, Jeff is going to tell you. Yes.
And you tell me as well. 216-474-0092. Tyvis Powell joining us at 120.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.